The email is written by someone who claims their former secretary's house burned down after a candle caused an explosion. At the bottom of some versions are notes supposedly from other people who say explosions also happened to them or people they know. The candles in question are gel candles, candles you can buy or make yourself by pouring a special gelatinous substance into a container around a wick. People often add other things like fragrances or fake fish. The website urbanlegends.about.com says the email has been circulating for some time. The website calls the email overblown. And Wisconsin's Bureau of Consumer Protection hasn't heard any complaints or recalls associated with gel candles. Still, the Bureau's Michelle Reinen urges caution.
Basically, we want consumers to just be careful of all candles in general and be wise in using them. There's actually been a huge increase in household fires due to candles, and the main reason is that they're left unattended. Or the flames burn too high, and that's a result of consumers not trimming the wicks back before lighting them.
Reinen says people are burning candles more these days for atmosphere or aroma. She says there have been some recent candle recalls, mostly of candles containing paint or glitter, which catches fire. Similar problems are possible with gel candles. According to the website of the chemistry store, which sells them, gels are as safe as other candles unless people add the wrong things, like certain fragrances with a low flash point, which means they will burst into flame at a relatively low temperature. Also, the gel the candles are made of will catch fire with enough heat, so consumers need to be careful when making them. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.